so very much. Here we are, a special edition of the Hays Advantage on the road at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. Jim Buller, the president of the St. Louis Fed, and his staff here have kindly invited us to spend the entire three-hour show here today. We're going to be talking to Jim at 12:30 Eastern. He set aside an entire hour for us. We're going to be speaking to his research director, Chris Waller, momentarily. Gary Thayer from Wells Fargo Advisors is going to be coming into the bank to listen to Jim talk to me so he can give us some reaction, some response. Other Fed economists from the St. Louis Fed to talk to us today about housing and inflation. A whole lot of really, really great stuff lined up. And, of course, the timing of this couldn't be better. The Fed Reserve has taken another bold step along the quantitative easing path. But, boy, oh, boy, this time it's like they stepped in the hornets because they're buzzing all around the Fed. Jim, of course, has been one of the big proponents of quantitative easing and saying for well over a year now it has to be more systematic. We have to have a reason we're doing this. We have to communicate to the markets, and he seems really to have pushed the Fed in this direction now. So here we are at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. We're going to be talking to Jim Bullard, president of the bank, at 12:30 Eastern, 11:30 Central, for anybody who's listening locally. We sure hope you are. And, of course, this is the 8th Federal Reserve District, where we are also including Little Rock, Arkansas, Louisville, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee, a very diverse area. You know, you might think of this being an agricultural region, but actually it's much more heavily weighted toward healthcare and transportation and trade and manufacturing. Some of the big company names you would know, for example, FedEx. We've got Edward Jones right here in St. Louis. Home of the St. Louis Cardinals, make their home at Anheuser-Busch Stadium, one of the big companies now part of InBev. I'm looking out the window of a conference room here at the St. Louis Fed at the Mississippi River, the historic Eads Bridge. So it's a lovely setting, and again, I want to thank our hosts for inviting us here today. Let's get right to our first guest of the day. Chris Waller is Director of Research here at the St. Louis Fed. He is also a professor of economics at Notre Dame. He joined the St. Louis Fed in the middle of 2009. He, like President Jim Bullard, one of his specialties is monetary theory, which, of course, since the financial crisis and all the problems with banks and now with the Fed's bold foray into quantitative easing, a more unusual kind of Fed policy, this theoretical research and thinking has been so important. Chris, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So is there anything else people should know about this St. Louis Fed, this 8th district, about what makes it up and how it, what makes it tick?
Well, let's see. I've been at the bank about a year and a half since Jim asked me to come and be the research director. And one of the objectives we're trying to have in the bank is to have a worldwide and national presence in terms of macroeconomic research, policy advice. And that's kind of been my goal since I've come here, is to take us down that path with Jim's leadership on this issue as well. In terms of the district, learning about the different cities, as you mentioned, the different businesses that are in the district, it's very different from an academic environment where you have to actually be more involved with the private sector, keep your hands busy with direct policy issues instead of ivory tower kind of concerns.
But I would think for an economist and for somebody who loves this field, this is why it's got to be such a cool job, such a fun job. Because, you know, I studied economics, but believe me, I would probably never get a PhD because you start climbing up that ladder of that ivory tower, it gets very mathematical, very complicated. But what's always fascinated me about economics is the issues, what's really going on in our society, in our country. And so it seems to me that that's the beauty of the Federal Reserve. You try to take all the theory and apply it to real economic issues, real economic problems.
Right. So that was my joke when I took the job, that I always wanted to be a central banker when I grew up, but I guess I finally grew up when I was about 50. So then I came to the Fed, and the attraction of being actually in the policy environment was a big factor in me taking the job. Again, at some point over your life's work and research, you have to say, I have to get involved in this one way or the other. Otherwise, you're just a bystander. And so this was a great opportunity for me to come in. I had known Jim for a very long time. We knew each other well in terms of how we thought about things. And I thought, well, if this was the time I was going to step into the policy arena, I couldn't ask for a better boss to do it with.
So you actually have known Jim since college?
I was an assistant professor at Indiana University, and Jim was a graduate student there, and that's where we met in kind of informal seminars. We used to bounce research ideas off of the other faculty. Grad students would show up, and then one day there was this new kid there that was just asking all these brilliant questions, and we were like, who is that guy? And so from then, I guess it's been pretty close, almost 25 years that Jim and I have been good friends and co-authors on research. And
so when you say the way that you think, the way Jim thinks, what is it about Jim's Bullard's thinking that is so compelling?
Well, the key thing is we want to think about policy using models instead of just kind of ad hoc, anecdotal reasoning, which I think was a problem for a long time. At least we have kind of coherent framework. We think about issues within that framework. We can then take that framework to a data. Right or wrong, you may disagree with the assumptions of the model, but at least you understand where we're getting our answers, as opposed to when people do things in pieces or parts and they're disjointed and logically inconsistent, it becomes very hard to think about what's going on. So that's we have the same approach of we want model-based policy.
Well, and maybe I'm oversimplifying, but it seems to me when, that's what really struck me, like I said, when I was here with my colleague Steve Matthews from our Bloomberg print team, who's also here today, when Jim was arguing, hey, look, it's quantitative easing is the only game in town now, and we need to be systematic.
Correct. We want to just not do things, throwing it out there and seeing, throwing something at the wall and see if it sticks. We have to have a model that generates predictions about these actions. That way we're able to clearly communicate it to the public, what we expect to happen. And then the other thing is that we want to do this in a way that's consistent with the way the economy evolves over time. And that's probably the most critical thing that we've taken a position on.
We're going to continue our conversation with Chris Waller. He's Director of Research at the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He's helping getting us ready for our interview with President Jim Bullard in just a few minutes from now. The Hays Advantage brought to you by Fund Reviewer. Thousands of mutual funds underperform the indexes each year. Get your free portfolio analysis from fundreviewer.com or call 202-57-FUNDS for fundreviewer.com. This is Bloomberg Radio.